Scripture reading, Luke chapter 2, 19. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Luke chapter 2, verse 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was submissive to them. And his mother treasured up all these things in her heart. Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's day journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. Worship Redefined by Dory and Jim Gruen. Mary's song states, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed." What type of life does Mary anticipate she will have as the mother of the Son of God? How do you mother the Son of God? From infant to adult, what life lessons could she possibly teach Emmanuel? Mary's relationship with her son, her love for him, and her eventual worship of Jesus as her Lord change with the seasons of her life. There are a few pivotal moments in Mary's life that reflect her relationship with Jesus. As a new mother protecting and caring for her vulnerable infant, Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. Watching her son grow and begin to express his wisdom and independence, Luke chapter 2, 43 through 52. Participating in Jesus' three-year ministry, John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Being present when her son took his last breath, Mark 15, 37 through 41. When Jesus is on the cross, he commissions John and his mother into a new relationship. Woman, here is your son. And to John, here is your mother. John 19, 25 through 27. Jesus told John to care for his mother, but he also told his mother she had a new son to love and nurture. Acts chapter 1, verse 14 tells us that Mary and the other women are with the apostles praying continually. This gives insight into her new role. Mary hears Jesus redefine what family is in Luke chapter 8, 19 through 21. My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice. Mary takes on her role with her new family, her brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, the people of the first church. Mary witnesses the apostles interact with and grow from Jesus' lessons. She sees the Holy Spirit transform them into strong men of God, boldly sharing the good news and taking on the Great Commission. Jesus' mother likely lived for more than 20 years after her son ascended into heaven. What a wonderful experience it must have been for her to see her son's love and influence lived through the lives of others, and to witness the church grow larger and stronger each day. Mary is able to care for those in her church family and be cared for by them in her final role in worshiping her son and her Lord. Each season of life offers us the opportunity to worship Jesus in different ways. Whether you are a student, single, married, divorced, widowed, a young parent, an empty nester, or a grandparent, we all have valuable roles to play in God's family. The lessons we learn in our current season prepare us for our next, then again, the season after that, and it goes on for a blessed and beautiful lifetime of worshiping our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Question number one, what role do you currently have in God's family? Question number two, where is God calling you to grow in your current role? Or do you feel God may be calling you into a new role? Question number three, think of a person you feel serves God with a heart of worship. How have they influenced you? Daily prayer. Lord, our identity is found in you and in glorifying your name in every season. Father, may we always understand how vital we are in your kingdom. May each member of our church family use their spiritual gifts to build, encourage, and bless others. We trust that all good things come from you, Lord Jesus, and you are our strong and mighty Savior. Amen.